The Friend Magazine for March 2016. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency, Palm Sunday by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Baseball Bill. Family Night Fun. Geography Honesty. Trading Mountains for Trees. Answers from an Apostle, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Friends Who Stand Tall, Holding On to Hope. Bulletin Board, One Piece of Candy, Question Corner, Book of Mormon Hero, Abinadi Was Courageous, I Can Read the Book of Mormon, One Step Closer to Easter, A True Pearl, Show and Tell, Friend to Friend, Elder James B. Martino, Emergency Evacuation, Matt and Mandy, Stop and Flip, Music, Easter Hosanna. For older kids, Fishing Buddies. When Someone We Love Dies. Things to Make and Do, Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture. Happy Sabbath, Family Memory Bingo. Fun Stuff, Jesus Was Resurrected. Fun Stuff, Creatures and Critters. Friend Junior, for Parents of Little Ones. Bright Idea Poster. Marta's Garden, Helping in the Garden, Book of Mormon Stories, King Benjamin Teaches His People, Coloring Page, and finally, A Big Brother. End of contents.
Friends by Mail. Primary children from the Kent, Washington Stake and Spanish Branch, Washington, USA, had a friend reading challenge. Together they read 2,920 friend stories. They put a box full of friend magazines to read at each church building in the stake. Each child had a punch card to keep track of how many stories they read or listened to. They even had a stake activity using ideas and recipes from the friend. They learned to keep reading, sharing, and being a friend to everyone. Here's what some of the children had to say.
I enjoy learning about people's lives because it helps me understand them better. My favorite story was David and Dad at the Derby, November 2013, because they lost the race but still had fun. I felt so happy because that happened to me too. Porter A., age 9.
For 6 weeks, our family read The Friend together in the car, at bedtime, and before church. We loved the stories. The stake activity was fun. We can't believe that our stake read thousands of stories. Natalie, Chad, Audrey, and Heidi P., ages 6, 9, 4, and 4.
Dear friends, Easter is on March 27th this year. That makes this a special month to celebrate Jesus Christ and all He has done for us. On page 24, you'll find an activity you can do each week to learn more about why Easter is the most sacred day of the whole year. Happy Easter, The Friend. P.S. Write to tell us how you celebrate Jesus' resurrection on Easter. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how.
From the First Presidency, Palm Sunday by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. It was on a Sunday about 2,000 years ago that Jesus Christ entered the city of Jerusalem during the final week of His mortal life. He rode in on a donkey, just like an early prophet said He would. A large crowd came out to meet Him and covered His path with palm leaves, flowering branches, and cloth. As He approached, they shouted, "Blessed be the King," and "Hosanna," a shout of praise and gratitude. Now, especially during the week from Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, to Easter morning, we turn our thoughts to Jesus Christ, the source of light, life, and love. He gave us His gospel. The gospel is the good news of Christ. It is the way of hope and joy. As we walk the way of discipleship, being a follower of Jesus Christ, we can feel confidence and joy, even during times of sadness and uncertainty. You and I can walk in the path of discipleship today. Let us be humble. Let us pray to our Father in heaven with all our heart. Have faith. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Serve the Lord by serving others. Let us remember during this Easter season that the restored gospel of our Lord has the power to fill any emptiness and heal any wound. I bear my solemn witness that Jesus the Christ lives. He is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. He will always be at our side. He will fight our battles. He is our hope. He is our salvation. He is the way. Adapted from The Way of the Disciple, Ensign, May 2009. Watch videos about Jesus and the very first Easter at BibleVideos.org. End of the article from The First Presidency, Palm Sunday by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.
Hearts for Jesus. Many people welcome Jesus to Jerusalem because they loved him. What do you love about Jesus? Hang up this chain of hearts to help you remember Jesus all month long. Be sure to get an adult's help. Step 1. Cut out a lot of construction paper hearts in different colors. Tape a piece of thick string high on a door or wall. Step 2. Write or draw something you love about Jesus on each heart, or find a scripture that talks about Jesus and write the reference on the heart. See the scriptures below. Step 3. Tape the back of your hearts to the string. If you run out of space, hang up another string. Tip: you could add to your heart chain each day or as part of family home evening each week. Scripture chase. How many scriptures can you find about Jesus? Here are a few to get you started. Psalm 27, verse 1, Luke chapter 2, verse 11, John chapter 3, verse 16 through 17, John chapter 20, verse 30 through 31, 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 26. End of the article, Hearts for Jesus, read by Amelie Strongen.
Baseball Bill by Sharina Skidmore McMurdy. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Saturday was finally here. It was time for our surprise adventure. I hope we're going to the trampoline park, I shouted from the back seat. Mom wouldn't tell us where we were going, but the street we were on looked familiar. Then it hit me. We were going to the care center. Our school class had gone there a few times. We each had a grandparent buddy to talk to and play games with. My buddy was named Bill, and he was pretty cool. But not as cool as a trampoline park, I thought, as Mom pulled into the parking lot. When my brother saw the red and tan building, he groaned.
This is gonna be the worst day ever, he grumbled. This isn't a fun adventure at all.
Mom looked at us from the rearview mirror.
Oh, come on, give it a shot. By the time we're through, you just might change your mind.
I didn't say anything. I wasn't so sure. I helped Mom carry bags of small quilts into the lobby. It felt calm and peaceful inside.
Do you know why I like coming here?
Mom asked. I shook my head.
I feel the same way here as when I see new babies at the hospital. Like I'm close to heaven.
Close to heaven. I liked that. We showed the receptionist at the front desk the quilts we wanted to hand out, and he led us to a room where we could visit. Is Bill still here? I asked. The one who's married to Ruth and likes baseball? One of the workers nodded.
Oh yes, Bill is still here. We sure love him.
We started talking with some of the people, and it was actually pretty interesting hearing about their lives. And after a while, I saw Bill sitting in his wheelchair. Hi, Bill! He didn't look like he remembered me, but that was okay. I picked out a small quilt with the baseball pattern and laid it on his lap.
He gets cold a lot, and that will really help him,
said one of the workers standing nearby.
His wife will be happy to see it. She comes to visit him every day.
Our visit wasn't long, but it was long enough to see Bill smile. On our way out, we read a piece of paper posted on Bill's door that told some fun things about his life. We learned that he grew up on a farm and learned to play baseball from his stepmother. "Hey, Mom, look," I pointed to a line on the paper. He was so good at baseball that he was going to sign on with a professional team, but then he served in the military instead. It was neat to learn a bit more about Bill. Soon we were back in the van, buckling our seats.
"So?"
Mom asked us.
"What did you think?"
I smiled. I actually had fun, and I feel really happy. I think it's because we helped Bill. As Mom drove home, we talked about different ways we can show people love and how the Spirit tells us when we are making good choices. We were all feeling so great that we decided to go back and visit another day. What a great day, I thought as we pulled into our driveway. It was a fun adventure after all. The author lives in Arizona, USA. Turn the page for an activity to go with this story.
Sidebar. May we remember the elderly and those who are homebound. As we take time to visit them, they will know that they are loved and valued. President Thomas S. Monson. Until we meet again. Ensign, November 2014, page 111.
End of the story, Baseball Bill. Read by Matthew Moore, Scott Moore, Kate Strongen, Terrell Williams, and Dwayne Cates.
Family Night Fun. Here are some fun FHE ideas from this month's magazine. What other ideas can you come up with? Sharing Sunshine. Read Baseball Bill, page 4. You can make your own blanket to give to someone. Be sure to get an adult's help. 1. Place 2 pieces of fleece, each about 2 yards, 2 meters long, together so the edges line up. Pin the 2 layers together. 2. Cut all 4 corners out by cutting a 4x4 inch, 10 by 10 centimeter, square through both layers. 3. Cut the edges into 4-inch long, 10 centimeter strips. The strips should be about 1 1/4 inches, 3 centimeters wide. 4. Tie the strips on the top layer of fleece to the strips on the bottom layer using double knots. Tie the strips at the corners first, then tie the rest of the strips. Sunshine Cookies. Instead of a blanket, you could give a card, draw a picture, or make these sunshine cookies. Be sure to get an adult's help. 1. Make a batch of your favorite cookies. 2. Once the cookies are cooled off, wrap a cookie in plastic wrap. 3. Cut a sunburst shape from a yellow piece of paper. Tape the wrapped-up cookie in the middle of the sunburst. 4. You can also attach a long, thin piece of green paper to the bottom of the sunburst to make a sunflower. Getting to know you. When you visit someone in a hospital, nursing home, or care center, you can ask these questions to get to know them better. What do you remember about growing up? What is a song you like? What would be the perfect day for you? How do you get through hard times? Do you know any jokes, riddles, or stories? Tasty treats. Try these for FHE this month. Use whole wheat pancakes to make a sandwich with cream cheese and jam or with peanut butter and bananas. Drizzle apple slices with honey and dip in granola, chopped nuts, or dried fruit. Put a small slice of cheddar cheese between mini pretzels. Bake for 10 minutes at 420 degrees Fahrenheit, 220 degrees Celsius. More FHE ideas. Here are some more FHE ideas. Look for these pictures in the magazine to find the stories and articles they go with. Find the page numbers at the bottom of this page. Idea number 1, get ready for Easter. Start your Easter countdown on the first week this month. You could make the Easter countdown part of every family night this month. Idea 2, grace is one way Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ help us do hard things. Find this month's friend-to-friend story and read more about it. What's something hard Heavenly Father has helped you do? Idea 3. Read One Piece of Candy or Geography Honesty. How can you be a good example to your friends? Send in Standing Tall Footprints about a time when you were a good example or had to make a tough choice. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. End of the article, Family Night Fun, read by Natalie Moore.
Geography Honesty by Julia Ventura, based on a true story. Julie noticed that something strange was going on. Choose the right. There is peace in righteous doing. Hymns number 239.
South Africa, London, Reno, Argentina, Maine.
The names of countries, capitals, cities, and states swirled through Julia's mind as she watched her geography teacher, Ms. Simmons, pass out tests at the front of the room. Julie tapped her feet on the floor. It wasn't that she didn't like geography. She loved it. But she was nervous about labeling the map. What if she mixed up Spain and France again? Tate turned around in his chair and handed back a stack of tests. Julie took one and handed the rest to her friend Allie behind her. She drummed her pencil against her lower lip and stared at the paper. It had a big map of the world on it with lots of lines for her to fill in. Where should she even start? She glanced up. That's when she noticed that something strange was going on. One of the boys was hiding a smile and pointing toward the front of the room. Other kids were noticing and starting to whisper.
Do you see it?
He doesn't know it's there.
Julie looked where the boy was pointing. Her heart started to pound. A map of the world was still taped on the board. Ms. Simmons had forgotten to take it down, and all the answers were right there for everyone to see. Quickly, Julie ducked her head. She didn't want to look at the map. That would be cheating. But it was suddenly very hard to keep her eyes on her test.
Maybe I can do my best without looking, and then I'll just double-check my answers at the end.
But no, that would be cheating too. The longer she sat there, the worse Julie felt. Even if she didn't look at the map, she wouldn't feel completely honest if she didn't tell Ms. Simmons about it. Holding her breath, Julie slowly raised her hand. Ms. Simmons walked down the aisle to her desk. Julie felt like the whole class was glaring at her. Her face turned bright red with embarrassment.
"Yes, Julie?"
Ms. Simmons asked.
"Do you need something?"
"Ms. Simmons, I think you accidentally left the map on the board."
"Oh, dear. Thank you for pointing that out, Julie."
She walked over and took it down. Julie heard some grumbling around her, but she kept her head down and focused on her test. The tension in the room seemed to melt away.
"I probably wasn't the only one who wanted to say something,"
she thought. It was a lot easier to finish the test without feeling tempted to look at the board. Julie was glad that she had kept her teacher's trust. Most important, she knew that Heavenly Father would be happy with her choice to be completely honest.
"Heavenly Father,"
she prayed silently,
"thank Thee for giving me courage to speak up."
The author lives in Georgia, USA.
Once I noticed that my teacher had gotten my test score wrong. I knew I had to be honest. I walked up to her desk and told her. She looked at it and said, "Thank you for your honesty." To my surprise, she told me to keep my score because I had been honest. The best reward was that I felt good inside for doing what was right. Raquel S., age 10, California, USA.
End of the story. Geography Honesty. Read by Hilary Straga, Salem Tullis, Maya Reinwand, Charlene Stewart, and Eden Reinwand.
Fun stuff, hidden picture. Nicholas loves going shopping with his abuela, grandmother, at the nearby street market. Can you find the hidden objects? Can you also help Nicholas find 6 bananas for their shopping list? A green key, telescope, a sock, a ring, a bracelet, a comb, a diamond, a blue skirt, a candle, a horseshoe, a magnifying glass, a spatula, a pie, and an envelope. End of the section, Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Trading Mountains for Trees, a True Story Written by You. By Talcum C., age 9, Georgia, USA. When my parents first told us that we would be moving from Utah to Georgia, I was very nervous. I didn't want to leave my home, my extended family, or my friends. We knelt down as a family and asked Heavenly Father to bless us with comfort during our move and help us find friends. I felt the spirit, and I knew everything would be okay. Moving across the country took 4 long days. We drove from Utah through Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and finally into Georgia. Georgia is completely different from Utah. Utah has beautiful mountains and deserts, cold winters and hot, dry summers. Georgia is very green with tall trees and plants that cover everything. Birds sing in the forest, and frogs croak in the creek behind our new house. My 2 homes couldn't be more different, but do you know what is not different? The gospel. The day after we moved into our new ward. It was Fast Sunday. I was feeling a little shy when we walked into sacrament meeting for the very first time. But everyone was so nice and made us feel so welcome. Just like my ward back in Utah, they bore testimonies of Heavenly Father and Jesus and the Book of Mormon. I even got up and bore my testimony that Heavenly Father helps us through our trials. I know He blessed me to find peace in our new home. Before too long, I felt like I had always been a part of our new ward. I made many new friends. I still miss my friends in Utah, but I love my new home in Georgia. I am thankful that Heavenly Father blessed me with such a beautiful place to live and with my new ward, family, and friends. End of the story, Trading Mountains for Trees, read by Ethan Nelson. Friends Who Stand Tall, Holding On to Hope. From an interview by Daniela Subieta.
Hi, I'm Emma. When I was 7, I got really sick. We found out I have a disease in my blood called leukemia. But I keep fighting to be strong no matter what. The Holy Ghost and me. Before going to stay at the hospital, I wanted to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. I didn't know if I could get baptized while I was going through treatments, but it worked out. I was baptized and received the Holy Ghost when I turned 8. Looking for the good. In the hospital, my mommy and I talked about all the good things in my life. There were things like my body healing and the children in our ward praying for me every day. We decided there's more good than bad. A brother's gift. Doctors said I needed healthy bone marrow, the spongy tissue inside of the bone, from someone. My brother Alex's bone marrow matched mine, so doctors took some of his to give to me. I was nervous and a little scared, Alex said, but I did it anyway because I love my sister. Home from the hospital. Now that I am out of the hospital, I stay at home while my body heals. I like to play and make art. I'm also writing a book for school about leukemia. I go to primary with video chat. My primary president invited me to give a talk. I was a little nervous, but mostly excited. I talked about Jesus Christ. I'm glad I got to give a talk and be a part of primary.
Emma's tips for standing tall.
Look for good things happening in your life. Be creative to make things work, like when I gave a talk over video chat. Pray always, especially when things get hard.
Emma's testimony.
I know Heavenly Father cares about me because He gave me so many blessings. He can do the same for anyone. If you are going through a hard time, stay strong. Keep fighting no matter what and make good choices. Even though things can start off crummy, they can end up a lot better.
Send us your footprint. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your footprint and send us your story and photo, along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39.
End of the article, Holding On to Hope, read by Salem Tolis and Ethan Nelson.
Happy Sabbath. Family Memory Bingo. The Sabbath is a good day for getting to know your family, past and present. Watch family videos and look through picture albums to find things to match the descriptions below. When you find something that matches, mark off the square. Once you mark all the squares, make another card with your own idea of things to look for. If your family hasn't started adding family stories and photos on FamilySearch.org, this might be a perfect time to start. Here's some ideas for bingo cards. Someone making a funny face. A black and white photo or video. Someone smiling. Trees, grass, or plants. Someone with a backpack or purse. People at a party. People at a church building or in front of a temple. Someone playing with toys.
a pet. End of Family Memory Bingo, read by Scott Moore.
Bulletin Board. Play March in Spring. March 20th is the first day of the spring season in the Northern Hemisphere. The word spring also means to jump forward. Practice your springing skills with this fun game. 1. Stand on one side of the room and have the other players line up on the other side of the room. 2. When you say march, everyone must march in place without moving forward. When you say spring, everyone jumps or hops toward you. 3. Keep calling march and spring until someone reaches you. Then it's their turn to call. God gives us good food. This is asparagus. Each piece is called a spear. The spears can grow 10 inches or 25 centimeters in a day. And this vegetable has its very own museum, the European Asparagus Museum in Germany. Ask your family, what can we do to get ready for General Conference next month? Temple Connection. Have you met Emma on page 14? Soon there will be a temple in Connecticut, USA, where she lives. Here's a picture of what it will look like. Have you or your family members ever seen a temple being built or been to an open house or dedication? If so, make sure to share your stories with each other. Cyber Strong. I will never share passwords with anyone except my parents. End of Bulletin Board. Read by Kara McClellan.
One piece of candy. Sharing candy was easy, but what about sharing the gospel? By Brad Wilcox, based on a true story. I Want to Be a Missionary Now. Children's Songbook, page 168.
Want some candy?
Jose held out a brown piece of candy to his friend Pedro as they rode home from school together on the city bus.
Sure,
Pedro said. He reached out to take the candy and popped it into his mouth. Jose picked out a yellow candy from the small bag. The boys were quiet as the bus rumbled along. Their city in Argentina was large. They had a long bus ride each day to get to school. Jose's mama always gave him money to buy a little bag of candy to help pass the time.
Want some more?
Jose held out a handful of brown candies.
Yeah, thanks. Why don't you like them? They're really good.
Jose paused for a moment to think and licked his lips.
I guess because they are coffee-flavored.
Why don't you like coffee-flavored? It's so good.
Well, I'm a Mormon and we don't drink coffee, so I guess I'm not used to the flavor.
Pedro looked confused.
What's a Mormon, and why don't you drink coffee?
A Mormon is someone who is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We believe that God wants us to take care of our bodies, so we don't drink coffee, tea, or alcohol, and we don't smoke.
But this is just candy. It's not real coffee,
Pedro said.
I know, but I still don't want to eat it.
Pedro nodded.
Well, you can give me all the brown ones. What else does your church teach you?
Every Sunday we go to church and learn about Jesus and Heavenly Father. We also learn lots of fun songs. Actually, all of the kids are going to sing and talk in our church meeting this Sunday. Why don't you ask your mom if you can come to church with me? You can meet the missionaries too.
Okay. Do they have any coffee-flavored candy they want to get rid of too?
Jose laughed.
No, but they have something even better to share.
The author lives in Utah, USA. What is the word of wisdom? Jesus Christ gave the word of wisdom to the prophet Joseph Smith to help us keep our bodies healthy and strong. You can read this revelation in Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. Good for us, fruits, vegetables, grains, a little meat. Bad for us, alcohol, tobacco and drugs, coffee and tea. End of the story, One Piece of Candy, by Brad Wilcox. Read by Wes Nelson, Matthew Moore, and Ethan Nelson.
Question Corner. I want to be a good example to my friends. How can I help them make good choices? Note. Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine.
I would start by just talking about what we do in our religion and by asking what they do in their family. You could pray for them and show them a scripture that cheers you up when you're discouraged. Abigail M., age 10, Oregon, USA.
It is important to be a good example, just like Jesus was. He is our perfect example. He was always kind and loving to his friends and family. I hope my friends can look at me as one of their examples, like I looked at Jesus. Caden B., age 7, Utah, USA.
A lot of kids at my school like to say bad words. I remind them that saying bad words won't make them feel good and won't help them get closer to Heavenly Father. My friends have stopped saying bad words, and they have told me that they feel a lot better. Sydney L., age 12, Colorado, USA.
I show my friends how to make good choices by talking to them about what they do that I think isn't right. I try to be nice and show them that I like to choose the right. Lucy B., age 5, California, USA.
You can be nice to them and play with them. You can help them when they fall down. Matthew.
You can pray to Heavenly Father for help. Also, you can invite your friends to church. When they go to church, they will know and learn how to choose the right. Then, they will be good examples to others. Sarah.
You can play fair, be a good support and a friend, and give service to them. If you see someone doing something wrong, you can speak up. Michelle. Matthew, Sarah, and Michelle G., ages 6, 8, and 10, Utah, USA.
Next question. I really love my family, but sometimes I get super annoyed with them. What can I do? Send us your answer and photo by March 31st. Email us at friend@ldschurch.org with Question Corner in the subject line. End of this month's Question Corner.
Book of Mormon Hero. Abinadi was courageous. Abinadi told the Nephites that Heavenly Father wanted them to repent. King Noah and his priests did not want to repent, and they threatened to hurt Abinadi. But he obeyed Heavenly Father and kept preaching. How can you be courageous like Abinadi? I can be courageous. Memorize Mosiah chapter 17, verse 9. Make a good choice, even if it's a little hard to do. Watch chapter 14 of the Illustrated Book of Mormon Stories at children.lds.org. I challenge myself to...
After church one Sunday, I took home some pass-along cards. I had some friends at school who weren't LDS, and I wanted to give them a card the next day. That night, I started to feel nervous, so I got on my knees and said a prayer. I felt better and braver. And the next day, I gave the cards to my friends. They really liked them, and I felt very happy that I gave the cards to them. Ava M., age 8, Utah, USA.
End of the article, Book of Mormon Hero, read by Scott Moore.
One step closer to Easter. Each week this month, you and your family can learn more about Jesus and his resurrection. He lives. Week 1. Jesus came to Jerusalem. Scriptures, Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 and 6 through 11. Songs, Easter Hosanna, see page 33. Hosanna Palm, make a palm leaf to remind you of the ones people waved to greet Jesus. Cut 5 or 6 handprints out of green paper or color white paper green. Glue them to a craft stick. What is one way you can show your love for Jesus? Week 2. Jesus gave us the sacrament. Scriptures, Luke chapter 22, verses 1, 14, and 19 through 20. Songs, In Humility, Our Savior, hymns number 172. Sacrament Reminder, make a list of words to remind you of the things Jesus has done for us. Put your list in your scriptures where you can look at it during the sacrament. How can you remember Jesus at home or at school? Week 3. Jesus showed kindness. Scriptures, Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 51. Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 34. John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Song, He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34. Easter Bag, put these items in a bag to open next week on Easter Sunday. 1. 3 coins. 2. Small cup. 3. Knotted string. 4. Soap. 5. Small piece of red fabric. 6. Small toothpick, cross. 7. White cloth. 8. Cinnamon stick or other spice. 9. Small stone. 10. Folded white cloth. 11. Picture of Jesus. How can you follow Jesus by showing kindness? Week 4. He lives again. Song, Did Jesus Really Live Again? Children's Songbook, 64. Scriptures and Activity. As you read these scriptures, take the matching items out of your Easter bag. 1. Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 15. 2. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 and 39. 3. Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 through 2. 4. Matthew chapter 27, verses 22 and 24. 5. Matthew chapter 27, verses 28 through 29. 6. Matthew chapter 27, verse 31. 7. Matthew chapter 27, verse 59. 8. John chapter 19, verse 40. 9. John chapter 20, verses 1 through 4. 10. John chapter 20, verses 5 through 7. 11. John chapter 20, verses 10 through 20. How does knowing about Jesus' resurrection make you feel glad? End of the article, One Step Closer to Easter, read by Charlene Stewart.
A True Pearl by Amy M. Morgan, based on a true story. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma chapter 37, verse 6. Jetta Pearl Stewart pulled off her bonnet and plopped down on the porch next to Father.
What's a pearl?
8-year-old Jetta knew what a pearl was, but she loved hearing Father's answer. Like always, Father explained how pearls grow in oysters, layer upon layer, until they become bright and beautiful.
Pearls shine like you, my little Jetta Pearl,
he said, smiling. Jetta smiled back. She liked being his pearl. At dinner that night, Father told Jetta he had an important question for her.
Ever since you were little, you have had a special way with music. Would you like to learn the piano?
Jetta's eyes widened.
Oh, yes.
It would mean traveling far away and staying with your teacher for a while,
Mother said.
No one here in Millburn can teach you.
Jetta's smile faded. She had never been away from her family for more than a day. And to be far away.
But it's important for us to develop our talents, even when it's difficult,
Father said. Mother nodded.
You would have to work very hard.
Jetta loved music, and she had always wanted to play the piano. Slowly, a smile crept onto her face.
I'm going to play the piano.
But the next morning, as Jetta watched Father hitch the horses to the wagon, she didn't feel excited at all. Today, she was just scared. She hadn't expected to be leaving home so soon. Jetta slowly climbed up into the wagon next to Father.
You ready, Jetta Pearl?
She didn't feel ready, but Jetta nodded. The wagon lurched forward. After a while, Father glanced over at her.
Do you know how proud your mother and I are of you?
Jetta nodded.
But what if you need my help at home?
Father smiled.
We'll sure miss you, but this is a way only you can help. You'll be serving Heavenly Father by developing a gift He gave you.
She hadn't thought about it like that. Could her musical talent really be a gift from Heavenly Father? Father continued.
It will take time, but little by little, you'll get better at playing piano, and then you'll be able to serve lots of people.
Jetta felt her fear start to fade. She was going to learn the piano and serve Heavenly Father. It would be scary, but she knew that He would help her. Father winked.
Layer by layer, my little pearl is getting bright and shiny.
Just like Father had said, little by little, Jetta learned to play the piano. She even learned how to play the organ. After a few months, Jetta returned home. That Sunday, she became Milburn's very first organist. Her heart raced as she sat at the huge organ the community had worked to buy for her to play. It was so beautiful that Jetta was almost afraid to touch it. She had to sit on a book to reach the keys. She took a deep breath and started to play. The notes soared across the room, full and beautiful. Jetta sneaked a peek at the congregation. People were smiling as they sang. Jetta smiled too. Her playing was far from perfect, but she was using her talents to serve. She remembered Father's words.
Pearls shine like you, Jetta Pearl.
Little by little, layer by layer, Heavenly Father was making her into a true pearl. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, A True Pearl, by Amy M. Morgan. Read by Kate Strongen, Amelie Strongen, Kristen Hawkins, and Terrell Williams.
Show and Tell. The primary music leader taught us a song that teaches that Jesus Christ is my example. If we follow Jesus's example in obeying our parents, He will bless us. Marsha M., age 7, Kananga, Democratic Republic of the Congo.
At school, a boy used to be mean to me. My mom and I decided to invite him to our house to play. He and I had fun. We have been friends ever since. Cohen R., age 9, British Columbia, Canada.
Jesus is my friend. He loves my whole family. We love Jesus too. Adam S., age 6, Washington, USA.
The Valiant 12 class, Canandaigua Ward, Palmyra, New York State, stuffed more than 200 teddy bears that their primary teacher sewed. No two bears were alike. The class sent the bears to other children in Indiana and Kentucky who had lost their homes in tornadoes. They also sent bears to children in New York after Hurricane Sandy.
Julia Yu, age 3, Utah, USA, and two of her brothers, Jared, age 8, and Kevin, age 6, got to be in the Easter pageant in Mesa, Arizona. They dressed in Bible-style clothes and shared their testimonies of Jesus Christ.
When my dad was in the military, we moved a lot. But one thing I know is that everywhere we go, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be the same. This made moving so much easier for me. Rylan W., age 9, New Mexico, USA.
I went on an Easter egg hunt and filled my basket with eggs. I noticed that some kids were sad because they had come late and didn't find any eggs. I shared my eggs with them, and it made them happy. I felt good for serving them and felt the Spirit. Danny D., age 9, Florida, USA.
My friend and I were playing when he said we should play a prank on someone. At first it sounded fun, but then I remembered President Gordon B. Hinckley's story about leaving money in a man's shoes by the roadside instead of stealing his shoes. I told my friend it wasn't a good idea, and I felt good for choosing the right. Jared A., age 7, Massachusetts, USA.
Standing tall footprints. I will stand tall by being obedient when my parents ask me to do something. Matthew W., age 8, Torfane, Wales. I will stand tall by sharing a nursery and helping the little kids. Millie W., age 3, Nevada, USA. I will stand taller in 2016 by being kind to my brother and sister. Nathan W., age 3, Torfane, Wales. I can stand tall by trying to memorize a scripture each week. Miranda W., age 9, Alabama, USA. I want to save my money to buy toys for kids who don't have very many. Marshall W., age 5, Nevada, USA. I will be obedient and listen to my dad and mom to stand taller in 2016. Sariah W., age 6, Torfane, Wales. I can stand tall by praying with my family and by myself. Benjamin W., age 8, North Carolina, USA. I can help with my new baby brother. Annie H., age 5, California, USA. Send us your feet. See how on page 39. Other contributors to Show and Tell. Bailey B., age 9, Colorado, USA. Ava G., age 9, Arizona, USA. Gabriel A., age 10, Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil. Find more art online at childart.lds.org. End of the section, Show and Tell.
Friend to Friend, Scripture Power, by Elder James B. Martino of the 70, from interviews by Michelle Garrett and Linda Davies. When my grandson Andrew was 7, his primary teacher challenged his class to read the scriptures for 100 days in a row. Andrew started reading and made it to 20 days when he missed a day, so he started over. Then he made it to 25, but he missed a day again. Here's what Andrew wrote to me.
I was a little mad, but I really tried hard the next time. I got into the habit of reading my scriptures every night. I picked them up without even thinking about it. Then I got to 100 days. When I was done, I thought, now I can stop. But my mom said I should keep reading. So I did, and I got good at it. My brother decided he would start too. I was happy that he started so he would get this good habit. He finished the Book of Mormon before he was baptized. My cousin also started reading scriptures. I was happy that he did, and that he's still doing it. I'm still reading my scriptures and haven't missed a day yet since. Now I'm 12, and I've been reading the scriptures for over 4 years.
But the story doesn't end there. Andrew and his cousin came to talk to the missionaries while I was on an assignment at the Missionary Training Center in Guatemala. They shared their story about reading the scriptures. The missionaries were impressed by Andrew and his cousin's commitment. I am grateful for Andrew's example. Not only did he inspire his brother and cousins, but he also touched the hearts of the missionaries. Imagine how many others were inspired as a result of the missionaries who followed Andrew's example. I'm grateful that Andrew learned the importance of scriptures. The scriptures have the power to change our lives and the lives of others, no matter how young we are, when we begin to read them. End of the section, Friend to Friend, Scripture Power, by Elder James B. Martino of the 70, from interviews by Michelle Garrett and Linda Davies. Read by Dwayne Case and Ethan Nelson.
I can do hard things. It's not always easy to forgive someone who hurt you or repent when you feel embarrassed. Sometimes it's hard to read scriptures every day, but Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ can help us do hard things. Their power to help us and make us stronger is called grace. Remember, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Listen to these cartoons of Gabby and Garrett. What is hard for Gabby? How does she get help? In the first one, Gabby notices Garrett is sitting on the couch looking very sad. She thinks,
Garrett looks pretty sad. What could I do to cheer him up?
But then she remembers the time that Garrett spilled Gabby's juice on her shirt.
But he was so mean to me. I don't want to help him.
She goes to her room and kneels down to pray.
Heavenly Father, please help me to forgive Garrett and be kind.
Then she decides to play a game of checkers with Garrett.
Thanks for playing with me,
Garrett says. End of the article, I Can Do Hard Things, read by Maya Reinwand, Wes Nelson, and Gabriel Reinwand.
Emergency Evacuation by Kyla H., age 10, Alberta, Canada. A true story written by you. My sisters and I asked our parents to have a family home evening about emergency preparedness. First, we tried out our two-story ladder, and we got to leave the house out the upstairs window. It was a little scary, but it was fun. We talked about what to do if there really was a fire. Then my parents pretended that someone was at the door telling us we had to evacuate and that we only had 10 minutes and may not be able to go home for a few days. We ran around trying to find our shoes and coats. My parents put our 72-hour kits and some other items in the van. We drove around and pretended we were going to a safe place. A few minutes later, we were home again. We brought our gear into the living room to see what we had. My parents realized we forgot a few things. Sleeping stuff, Dad's wallet, and extra food. We talked about things we learned and what we should do better next time. Mom made a list. 4 days later, some parts of the city were flooding. During the night, we were evacuated. My parents again tossed everything into the van, including the things we forgot during our practice and family home evening. We were the first to leave our neighborhood. We drove to the church and spent the night there. It was fun. We all had sleeping bags and air mattresses and snacks and toys. My little sisters were very sad the next day when we went back home. They wanted to sleep at the church again. We were grateful my sisters and I were inspired to have a family home evening about preparedness and that my parents listened. I'm glad we were prepared. It made the experience fun and not at all scary. End of the story, Emergency Evacuation, read by Salem Tullis.
Easter Hosanna, words and music by Vanya Y. Watkins. Copyright 2016-1982 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved. This song may be copied for incidental, non-commercial, church, and home use. This notice must be included on each copy made. Verse 1. The prophecies of long ago were now at last fulfilled, when Jesus, risen from the dead, to man himself revealed. As he came down from heaven above, white-robed and glorified, the people of the promised land received their Lord and cried, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Most High God. Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Most High God. Verse 2. When Jesus Christ appeared to Nephites in the promised land, the righteous people saw his wounds and came to understand that he, once dead, was risen up as Savior, Lord, and King. As they rejoice, now we rejoice, and joyfully we sing, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Most High God. Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Most High God. Note: watch a sing-along video for this song at children.lds.org. Click on Videos. End of the song, Easter Hosanna. Read by Maya Reinwand.
For Older Kids, Fishing Buddies by Gary H. Moore, based on a true story. The cabin wouldn't be the same without Grandpa. I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 13. I don't want to go to Grandma's cabin, Jacob cried.
Jacob,
Mom said gently,
I know going there will be hard, but we want to do this for Grandma. We've always celebrated your birthday at the cabin.
But that was before Grandpa died.
I know. We're all sad about losing Grandpa, so we need to help each other. We'll get through this together, okay?
Okay.
Jacob had always looked forward to being at the cabin together. He and Grandpa had been fishing buddies, but now Grandpa was gone.
There's Grandma and Big Red,
Mom said the next day as they pulled into the cabin's driveway. Dad and Mom hopped out of the car to hug and kiss Grandma. Big Red barked and wagged his tail. Jacob took his time getting out of the car. With dragging feet, he slowly approached Grandma.
Oh, I'm so glad you came,
Grandma said, hugging him.
I love you.
you, Grandma?
Jacob said softly. When Jacob walked inside the cabin, he saw a fire crackling in the fireplace. The table was set, and colorful balloons and streamers were everywhere. A big banner over the fireplace read, "Happy Birthday, Jacob." Jacob tried to look happy, but memories of Grandpa were everywhere. It just hurt so much that he wasn't there. Jacob bit his lip to keep the tears back. After dinner, Grandma brought in Jacob's birthday cake with 11 twinkling candles.
Make a wish and blow out the candles.
Jacob felt a stab of sadness, remembering how Grandpa always put one trick candle on his cake. He blew hard. All the candles went out. Then one sputtered and lit up again. Everyone laughed.
I couldn't let your birthday pass without playing Grandpa's silly little trick on you,
Grandma said. After cake, Grandma gave Jacob a birthday card.
Grandpa wanted me to give this to you.
Jacob noticed her tears. He took the card.
Could I open it by myself outside?
That would be just fine.
When Jacob came back inside, his eyes were red, but he smiled and said,
Grandpa said I could have his fishing rod and his good reel.
Yes, I know.
Grandma took the rod off the pole rack and handed it to Jacob.
Grandpa found a new lake last summer. He asked me to take you there for your birthday.
The next morning, Jacob and Grandma loaded their fishing gear in the car. As soon as Big Red saw that they were ready to leave, he took one leap and landed in the seat next to Jacob. Grandma's laughter and happy memories of Grandpa lightened Jacob's heart as they drove to the lake.
Hang on,
Grandma said as the car bounced over the road.
We'll have to hike now,
she said, stopping the car. After they'd walked for a while, Grandma stopped and pointed ahead.
There's the lake. You can see it just through those trees.
She sat down under a big tree with a book.
I'll stay here and watch. Big Red will go with you, but call out if you need anything.
Jacob was glad Grandma was letting him go to the shore alone. It made him feel closer to Grandpa. 2 hours later, Jacob came trudging back to Grandma with Big Red romping beside him.
Any luck?
Grandma called. Jacob frowned and shook his head, but then he pulled his hand out from behind his back.
Ta-da!
He held up his line with 5 beautiful trout dangling from it.
Native cutthroats,
Grandma said. Those were Grandpa's favorite trout.
We'll fry them up for dinner.
Grandma, it was great down there,
Jacob said as he sat down beside her.
Next time, will you come with me? Maybe we could be fishing buddies.
I'd like that,
Grandma said. Jacob wrapped his arms around Big Red.
I felt like Grandpa was with me.
Tears slowly trickled down his face.
I cried really hard, but then I felt like I could talk to him.
He looked at Grandma, and she was crying too.
I didn't want to come here for my birthday because of Grandpa, but now I'm glad I did.
Grandma stared up at the trees.
I felt that way too. I cried a lot the first day I was up here.
Grandma put her arms around him.
It's all right to be sad. Even though we know Grandpa is in a good place, we miss him, don't we?
Jacob nodded. They sat quietly for a long time thinking about Grandpa and enjoying the mountains he had loved.
Let's go, shall we?
Grandma finally said.
We've got to get ready for our fish fry tonight.
Jacob reached down to help Grandma up. Big Red raced ahead of them to the car.
This is the happiest but saddest birthday I've ever had. Does that make sense?
That makes perfectly good sense to me.
I'm thankful that Heavenly Father gave me such a good grandpa.
Oh, yes. I am too.
And you know what? I'm thankful he gave me a wonderful grandma like you.
The author lives in Colorado, USA.
When someone we love dies, we all grieve or react to death in different ways. There's no one way to feel. You might feel angry or lonely or numb. You might not cry or even feel sad right away. It might take a long time to not feel so sad. Even after grief fades, it can still come back. It's okay to have fun or laugh or feel happy. It doesn't mean you don't love the person who died. Even if you trust Heavenly Father and know you'll see your loved ones again, you can still be sad when they die. It's okay to talk about and remember the person who died, even if it makes you feel sad. When Lazarus died, Jesus knew he would bring Lazarus back to life, but Jesus still wept. See John chapter 11, verses 32 through 36. Jesus cares when we are sad. Because of his atonement, he understands our grief. See Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12.
Remembering loved ones. Write a letter of things you wish you could say to the person who died. Make a memory box of keepsakes or photos. Talk to someone else who loved the person. Draw a picture of the person or of your family now. If you know someone who is grieving, show you love them, even if you don't know what to say. Spend time with them. Let them talk if they want, and help them in little ways. End of the story. Fishing Buddies by Gary H. Moore, based on a true story. Read by David Shaw.
Fun stuff. Creatures and critters. See how many of these animals and insects you can figure out on your own. If you need help, look up the scriptures. Check your answers on page 39. John the Baptist wore clothes made out of the hair of this animal. Mark chapter 1, verse 6. These happy hoppers were all over the place in Egypt when Pharaoh wouldn't let the Israelites go free. Exodus chapter 8, verse 3. Because the Jaredites brought these with them, they had honey for their trip. Ether chapter 2, verse 3. God protected the prophet Daniel from these hungry, dangerous animals. Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. Jonah spent 3 days in this creature's stomach. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. If you ask your dad for an egg, better hope he doesn't give you this instead. Luke chapter 11, verse 12. Jesus told Peter 3 different times to feed my blank. John chapter 21, verse 17. Creature challenge. Ever heard of a Cureloom or Cubemom? These were some of the animals the Jaredites saw when they came to the promised land. See Ether chapter 9, verse 19. Draw a picture of what you think they might look like and send it to us. End of the section, Fun Stuff, read by Scott Moore.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, Mandy and the girl on the opposing team from the soccer game are looking at each other, remembering the game. Mandy works up her courage to talk to the new girl and asks,
I think we've already sort of met, haven't we?
The girl shyly responds,
Yeah, I thought that was you.
With a smile on her face, Mandy introduces herself.
I'm Mandy Cooper. Hi, I'm Jasmine Johnson, but all my friends call me JJ, or Jazz.
I'm glad to know your name. After that game, my team just called you Flash.
That's funny. My team told me to watch out for you.
Maybe we can watch out for each other.
You mean like friends?
Why not?
Sounds good to me. But on the soccer field, look out.
You're on.
As the girls walk out of the chapel arm in arm, Matt looks on and thinks to himself,
Man, that's one game I want to see.
End of Matt and Mandy.
P.S. Through your eyes.
Sometimes we need to take time to focus on the small things in life, like the details of a beautiful marigold. Amelia Kay, age 11, Utah, USA.
How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or footprint, 1. Fill out the following form and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2393, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. first and last name, age, boy, girl, state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, video publications, and training materials. Then you must have a signature of parent or legal guardian and the email of the parent or legal guardian. The last laugh. In this month's last laugh, a father walks into the kitchen to see that his two children have piled all of the hard-boiled eggs into a giant mound on the kitchen counter. Next to the mound is a fan blowing at the eggs. The daughter is about to dump a bucket of paint into the back of the fan. The son excitedly exclaims,
"Hey, Dad! Come see our new way to decorate Easter eggs!"
End of the article. P.S. For parents of little ones, Easter is coming. If your children are old enough to notice, they're probably more excited about treats and fun than the reasons for them. Toddlers won't understand the whole Easter message, but it's never too early for them to feel the spirit. Here are a few ideas for showing little ones that Easter is both a holiday and a holy day. Before Easter, tape up pictures around the house showing the last week of the Savior's life. You can find pictures in church magazines or at medialibrary.lds.org. Click on Images. Have your children help line up the pictures in the order they happened. Consider doing egg hunts or other Easter traditions on Saturday, then focus more on the Savior on Sunday. You can put items inside plastic eggs that help tell the Easter story. Use a leaf for palm leaves, bread for the Last Supper, coins for the money paid to Judas Iscariot, a piece of white cloth for burial clothes, an olive for Gethsemane, and a rock for the tomb's door. Leave an egg empty to represent the empty tomb on resurrection morning. While you dye eggs or make Easter treats, listen to primary songs about Easter. Talk about the words. See music.lds.org.
Bright Idea Poster. In this month's Bright Idea poster, we see a happy family walking through the park on a sunny day. The caption reads, "Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day." Children's Songbook, page 60. End of this month's Bright Idea poster, read by Miles McClellan.
Marta's Garden by Jennifer Maddie. Marta dug a hole in the dirt. She put a tomato plant in the hole and patted the dirt around it. Then she planted some round onions. Next, Marta carefully put watermelon seeds in the dirt. Marta gave the garden water every day. Finally, the garden was ready. Mom picked tomatoes. Marta pulled onions out of the ground. Dad carried a watermelon into the kitchen. Mom used the tomatoes and onions to make sauce for spaghetti. Dad cut the watermelon into sweet, juicy pieces. Marta said, "My favorite foods are the ones we grow." Helping in the garden. Many yummy foods grow in the garden. You can see tomatoes, carrots, onions, and watermelon in the garden. You can also find a shovel, a trowel, a watering hose, and a watering can that help you to make your garden grow. End of the article, Marta's Garden by Jennifer Maddie, read by Charlene Stewart.
Book of Mormon Stories, King Benjamin Teaches His People. Once there was a good king named King Benjamin. He taught his people to follow God so they could have peace. King Benjamin was getting old. He gave his son Mosiah the scriptures and the compass called the Liahona. He wanted him to take good care of these important things. King Benjamin wanted to talk to his people before he died. He asked them to come to the temple. People came from all across the land. They set up their tents with their families. What would the king tell them? The people looked up and saw the king standing on a tower. Then the king began to speak. King Benjamin told the people what Heavenly Father wanted them to know. He told them about Jesus Christ. He told them to keep the commandments and to help other people. Then they would be called the followers of Christ, and they would be able to live with Heavenly Father again. Today, our prophet teaches us in General Conference what Heavenly Father wants us to know so we can live with Him again. From Mosiah chapters 2 through 5. End of Book of Mormon Stories, King Benjamin Teaches His People. Read by Kate Strongen.
Finally, a Big Brother by Mary Ann McKnight, based on a true story. Nolan heard the phone ring. He ran to answer it.
You have a new baby sister,
Dad said on the phone.
I'm finally a big brother,
Nolan told Grandma.
Hooray! Let's go see the baby,
Grandma said. Nolan and Grandma went to the store.
I'm finally a big brother,
Nolan told the man at the store. They got flowers for Mom and a red birthday balloon for the baby.
My sister is 0 years old,
Nolan said.
Wow,
the man said.
I'm finally a big brother,
Nolan told the woman at the hospital. Soon they found Mom's room.
Hi, Mom,
Nolan shouted.
Quiet voices,
Grandma said.
Hi, Mom,
Nolan whispered.
Here's your sister.
Dad held a pink bundle.
Want to hold Anna?
Nolan washed his hands and sat down. Dad set Anna in his arms.
She's so cute,
Nolan said. He counted her toes. He felt her fuzzy hair. Anna grabbed his fingers.
She likes me.
Soon Anna started to cry.
Don't cry,
Nolan said.
Your big brother's here.
Anna gave a big yawn. Nolan giggled.
I'll sing my favorite song to you.
I am a child of God, and He has sent me here, has given me an earthly home with parents kind and dear.
That night, Nolan couldn't wait to say his prayer.
I'm thankful for Mom and Dad. I'm thankful I'm finally a big brother. And I'm thankful for my new baby sister.
The author lives in Utah, USA.
End of the story. Finally a Big Brother. Read by Hilary Straga, Wes Nelson, Miles McClellan, Charlene Stewart, and Terrell Williams.